Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to file a new claim.
All right. Can I have your social security number, please?
421-534745.
And can I have your first and last name, please?
Kiesa Corbinstein.
And your date of birth?
10-23-01.
And your driver's license number?
01-88-286.
Can I have your mother's maiden name, please?
Steen.
And did you change your driver's license recently?
No, that's my non-driver's license identification. I don't have a driver's license anymore.
All right, so can I have that number again just so I can update this?
01-88-286.
Thank you. And I just have a couple questions to ask. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, ma'am?
Direct deposit.
Will that be for checking or savings?
It'll be checking.
Can I have that 9-digit routing number, please?
041-215-663.
And just to make sure that I had that correct, was that 041-215-663?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have the bank account number, please?
It is 1-3-4-7-6-2-2-5-5-9-9-3-2.
And just to make sure that I had that correct, that was 1-3-4-7-6-2-2-5-5-9-9-3-2.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have your mailing address, please?
It is 6022 Pulaski Pike, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes.
And what's your primary telephone number?
256-788-3737.
And just to make sure that I have this address correct, was that 6022 Pulaski Pike Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce this, Ilya Steen, 18-22, 38-42, 54-58, 62-66, none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person?
I think it's, what did you say, 42 to what?
So it was 38 to 42. or 54 to 58?
How? Can you read me those options again, please?
All right. So the first option is 18 to 22, then 38 to 42, 54 to 58, 62 to 66. Or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
Okay. Can you read the options for me one more time, please? I'm sorry.
That's fine. So the options are 18 to 22, 38 to 42, 54 to 58, 62
I'm gonna
to 66.
I'm going to go with 54. I'm going to go with 54 to 58.
All right. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1128 51st Street, Ensley, 1155 Birdwood Drive, 3328 Meridian Street North, 57 Alexander Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Did you say 3328 Meridian Street North?
Yes, 3328 Meridian Street North.
Yes, that's the address.
And which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Badgers, Bronx, Riverhawks, Terriers, or none of the above?
None of the above.
All right, and I have some yes and no questions to ask you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was your last day of work?
My last day of work was Netflix. My last day of work was May 28th.
Thank you. And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or
no.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Yeah.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They told me I can apply again in 3 months.
Okay. And what was your previous job title?
Cardiology transport.
Okay, so when I look that up, I don't see anything that comes up regarding that.
Transport. Hospital transport. Did that come up?
Okay, so when I type that in, the only thing that pops up for those would be nursing aides, orderlies, and attendants.
Well, I was a transport. That's what my job title was.
Okay. Okay, and what was the name of the last company you worked for?
Huntsville Hospital.
And do you have their phone number?
Yes, I do. It is. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
It's 2 by 6. 2-6-5-1-0-0-0.
And when was your first day of employment with them?
I would probably say February 7th.
Did you say January 7th?
March 7th. Yeah, March 7th.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
I was fired.
And what was the reason they gave you upon termination?
They said that I was late and I had an excuse for a court. And it was supposed to be excused, but I still was fired.
Okay. And what's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Ma'am?
What was the name and title of the person who terminated you?
Sonya Batt, and she was my supervisor.
Okay, and what did you do to try to resolve the problem before you were terminated?
I tried to switch shifts with someone, and I also told her prior that I wasn't going to be able to work. I wasn't going to be able to come to work on time, and she still put me on the schedule. After I had already told her I had a court date.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you have pen and paper?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to give you your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, so it is 4501. And if you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 4-5, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 0-1.
Okay.
And I'll now read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.com. www.ohio.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Ms. Steen, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, ma'am. So this following Sunday, which will be the it will be the 3rd. Wait, hold on, I'm sorry.
The 31st?
It will be the 31st. Do I call and make a claim?
So, yes, that would be the first day that you can start to do your first weekly certification. You can do it from Sunday through Friday. It just has to be before 5 p.m. Friday.
Okay. And then I'll get a letter in the mail telling me if I got approved or not.
Yes, ma'am. You should receive a notification, either the phone call or a letter regarding your claim. And if they need additional information, they will mail you that if they need it. Or if not, then they will mail you that you have been approved or not.
Okay. And you said in the next 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks?
Yes, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the claim. So within that time period, you should receive something in the mail.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.